Well, we've had Essendon now issue a statement confirming that Ben Rutten is still coach of the Essendon Football Club.
On that, Neil Mitchell's come out and said on radio
good
that
sources,
he's not.
He said.
And, well, you can't come out and say it and it not be right.
Correct. He will be held to account for it, I'm sure, tomorrow by many, many of his callers.
Well, so you should.
But let's work through this, because we know Alistair Clarkson is the man in demand. He's had interviews with and sessions with Greater Western Sydney, which moved on, or rather Leon Cameron moved on them, middle of the year.
Smart.
North Melbourne moved on David Noble. They've certainly had a lot of discussions with Alistair Clarkson. The belief is that Essendon should reach out to Alistair Clarkson. Certainly Kim Dillon feels that way, that he is the man for that job. So if you were to rank the three tasks, North Melbourne, Essendon and Greater Western Sydney, and you're Alistair Clarkson, which one do you prefer? How do you rank them 1, 2, 3?
Have we got a stinger for the Lumo list? We need to make one.
No, we don't.
Like actually. A Lumo list. If thanks to Lumo SA, Aussie owned and made for South Australia. Well, this is it. I am of the Malcolm Blight school. I think North Melbourne have got the best list, and that's the club I'd want to be at out of the three.
So Alistair Clarkson also would want the best control. We've heard, like, Luke Hodges, who's Hawthorn premiership captain, a few other Hawthorn players say that when you get Alistair Clarkson in your club,
he runs everything.
He wants to control, to the point where Luke Hodge made the point that he's even checking the drink steward, which is a Graham Corns.
Rehab, recovery, fitness, nutrition. He is believes that he has the power to fix it all.
So he's not only a coach, but a manager, like in the style of English football. So of the three, again, GWS, North Melbourne and Essendon, where would he have the greatest power base?
Well, it's North or GWS. At Essendon, he wouldn't.
Which is an interesting place, Essendon, for what other fallouts there are from
it just being
days.
Just being a big four,
yep.
and too many power brokers, too many players. At North Melbourne, they've essentially got to start again.
Yep.
And
so
he can start the script from the get-go, and yeah, he's got the backing, and they've already, like, people know that Donald McDonald and Ben Buckley and that they were pivotal in the early conversations with Clarkson. Mm-hmm. They're very, very tight, very good mates. Donald McDonald obviously started the fight with Alistair Clarkson in the Battle of Britain. They go way back.
Yes.
Right?
London, yep.
And, you know, his son Luke's still playing there. North is where they could go in and say, they will wave the flag and say, save us. Start again, save us.
So it's just Hawthorne-esque 2004 when Alistair Clarkson walked in. GWS,
that
probably is harder for him to get full control of that football club and its football department. Essendon certainly would be more difficult.
Way, way more difficult.
So North Melbourne would be Alistair Clarkson's most likely landing spot.
Well, the legacy, being former North, starting from the bottom, it just depends. People thought there were two ways he'd go about it. One would be legacy, or where is he most likely to get his next premiership and then tick the box that I can do the flags anywhere.
Well, right? He's not going to start any job without a premiership in mind, is he?
No, but it's whether or not he wants that quickly or whether or not he's prepared to build it.
As Paul Roos did for Simon Goodwin at Melbourne.
Spot on.
Okay.
Whether or not he's prepared to build it or whether he wants it straight away. Now, some would say, and some former players, that Clarkson would want that next flag to say, I can do it anywhere, rather than I've saved the club and got the club to being competitive and up there.
So the supplementary question on our Lumo list, where we've asked which of the three clubs, GWS, Essendon and North Melbourne, ranking as best fit for for Alistair Clarkson, is the supplementary part of our Lumo list, which one of the houses at Lockleys, Westlake Shore and West Beach does Alistair Clarkson sell first? How many times did we hear that this year? He's bought a house at Lockleys. He's bought a house at Westlake Shore. He's bought a house at West Beach. He's going to coach Port Adelaide next year. It didn't happen.
Just on that, Lukosius bought a house. Remember that?
Yeah,
and they went, Lukosius is coming back. And then Rankin bought a house.
Well, no, Rankin is coming back.
Yeah, but he also bought a house at a similar time. Well, Connor Rosie bought a house and signed up at the Adelaide Golf Club, so we all knew he was coming. He signed up as a member at Royal Adelaide, so he was in. Because you can't be a member at a golf club and pay however much it is a year and not actually play. Mm. But I'll put it to you, Rooch. Where would you go? If you were going to coach, I'm of the school of thought that I'm North. I'm same as Blighty. I think they've got the best list of players, and they're debt-free and they're doing a rebuild?
Well, that question's difficult to answer until you identify yourself as a coach. Are you a coach who wants full control, which is Alistair Clarkson, which is then best at North Melbourne, or are you a coach who actually works within a structure, which would then be you would go to GWS? They're vastly different agendas depending on what sort of coach you are. But the issues at Essendon are now building. Essendon's issued a statement whereby it has confirmed that Paul Brasher tendered his resignation as president on Monday morning, not as some have reported even before the weekend. And now Dave Barham is assuming the role of presidency.
Former head of 10?
Yes, he is. On the issue of Ben Rutten, there is absolutely nothing in their statement other than what Xavier Campbell, the chief executive, has said leading out of one of those board meetings, that Ben Rutten remains the coach, dot, 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 for now.
But do they do that? They're either on the phone to Clarkson now and putting the offer together, and then if Clarkson says no, do they then just keep Rutten? Or is it a matter of if we can get him, we get him, and if not, because if they cut before the horse? Do you sack Rutten and then go for Clarkson, or do you go for Clarkson and then if you don't get him, you keep Rutten?
Well, then let me ask you the other question. If Ben Rutten feels he's no longer holding the confidence of the Essendon board, does he just walk in and say, well, you can keep the job, I'm not here?
But why would you walk if you've got nowhere to go?
Well, if you're not going to have the full support of your board and you're going to be feeling you're being undermined week in, week out by the uncertainty of that job, why stay in it?
Oh, well,
many coaches have walked out.
I don't think in times like these they would. I mean, he's on a deal. What's he, 2 years into his four?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard enough to do that job without having to always.
If he walks out, they don't have to pay him.
Yeah, that's
of course. He'll stay there and say, well, if you don't want me here, you flick me out, and then I've got to pay.
Tough way to exist.
Well, it's money's money too, Roach. One off the text here. Essendon, North and Clarkson, will the AFL provide ambassador payment to him to the Roos, but not the Bombers? Bill from Queenstown.
Good question.
I doubt it. Who do you think then, no coaching,
yep,
out of GWS, Essendon and North, which list would you want to coach for the next 5 years?
GWS.
Right. Yeah, I'm still in the North camp.
Okay.
I'm still am. They've got
Let me give you a tip, Miles. Neither you nor I will be getting the call.